أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاحكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم عما جاءك من الحق. According to the sequence of the ayat that we were reading, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained, Allah had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the Tawrat, and they were commanded to act accordingly, and so did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But later, his people, the Ahbar, the Ulama, Ruhban, the righteous and pious people, changed that kitab. And then Allah Ta'ala should send Isa alayhi salatu wasalam with the Injil, which was also the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also led his life and taught the people and made all faisla, decision, according to the Injil. But later, his people also changed the kitab. The words they changed also, the meaning of the kitab. Then Allah Ta'ala said, وَانْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ بِالْحَقِّ. And we have sent you, or to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kitab of absolute truth. And مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. And this kitab, the Quran, testifies to the truthfulness of the kitabs of before. And this is proof that this kitab is the true kitab. Because one who testifies to the truth is a truthful person. So the kitab, the Quran, testifies to the truthfulness of the original of Torah and Injil. And one other quality, فَحْكُ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. And it is a kitab that is nagihban, that it regulates, that it oversees those kitabs also. Now Allah Ta'ala in this part of the ayat commands Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. So tu hukam kar unme muafiq uske jo ke utara Allah ne. So O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you also make all your decisions according to that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed to you, that is the Quran Sharif. And that was like Musa alayhi salam had done, truly and sincerely. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, truly and sincerely. In that way you also follow that. And in there is where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَخْوَاءَهُمْ عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. ان کے خوشی پر مت چل, چھوڑ کر سیدھا راستہ جو تیرے پاس آیا. And do not follow their desires, leaving alone the truth one side. Don't do that. And as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did make such decisions, when they came, the Jews of Khaybar, when a prominent man and woman had committed adultery, and then they wanted a lighter punishment which they hoped they would have got from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to the Darul Uloom and spoke to the senior ulama there, and they made them take out the true teachings of the Torah, which was stoning to death. So Allah Ta'ala says that as you have been doing in the past, carry on. Similarly, when another matter had come, when the Jews or the ulama of the Jews had a dispute amongst themselves, one group of the senior ulama, where the following of all the Jews came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and told him that we are prepared, if you give your decision according to us, we are prepared to accept Islam and we will accept, then our followers of the Jews will also accept. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam flatly refused a bribe of Islam in that way. So Allah Ta'ala is referring to that and says that as you have been on the truth all the time, remain on that truth. For all the time, be on the truth and follow the truth which Allah Ta'ala has revealed to you. So Allah Ta'ala has always revealed the truth from the beginning, right through, and the other kitabs, Allah Ta'ala did not take the responsibility of looking after them, so the people had changed them. But the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala Himself has taken the responsibility of looking after the Quran Sharif, the words of it also, the meaning of it also, and so it will remain till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the true teachings of the Quran Sharif and the true teachings of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam.